Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Suspected Sheridan cop killer shot, killed while trying to escape. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. The man suspected of killing a Sheridan police sergeant on Tuesday is dead after police shot him Wednesday when he tried to flee the house in which he barricaded himself for more than 30 hours, according to the Wyoming Division of Criminal Investigation. Cowboy State Daily reported William Lowry, 46, reportedly shot Sheridan police sergeant Nevada Krinke to death Tuesday when Krinke tried to serve a trespass notice at a Sheridan rental home from which Lowry had been evicted by a judge's order the day before. Lowry then fled to a different house on 7th and North Sheridan Avenue in Sheridan, Wyoming. He barricaded himself there for more than 30 hours, despite Natrona and Campbell County tactical teams and local police agents' efforts to extricate him. During the standoff, Lowry reportedly shot towards officers on Tuesday evening and then again late Wednesday morning. He was seen wandering around the house with a rifle in one hand and a shotgun in the other overnight, according to agents communicating on the Sheridan police scanner. On Wednesday morning, a local construction worker brought a track hoe excavator to the scene where police agents, after a prolonged day, directed it to the alley to breach the roof of the house. By 5 p.m., he had barricaded himself in a bathroom. A single gunshot was heard, indicating that Lowry had fired at the excavator. Subsequently, he fled the house and rushed into the alley. The Bearcat armored vehicle, which was at the scene, had been stationary most of the day, swiftly pursued Lowry through the alley. Law enforcement fanned out to apprehend him. Unbeknownst to many bystanders, Lowry had been shot and died on the scene. The fatality occurred after more than 24 hours of negotiation, attempts, and other tactics aimed at securing a peaceful surrender, according to DCI Director Ronnie Jones, on Wednesday evening. According to the statement, Lowry was still armed when he fled the barricaded house. DCI will conduct an investigation into the incident at the request of the Sheridan Police Department. There have been two line-of-duty deaths for Sheridan County as a whole before Tuesday's shooting, both out of the Sheriff's Department. Krinke's death is also the first homicide of an officer since June 26, 1997, when three Wyoming State Penitentiary inmates stabbed Wyoming Department of Corrections Corporal Wayne Martinez to death. They survived and were convicted of Martinez's murder and sentenced to life in prison. Wyoming Senate Committee approves bill mandating parental opt-in for school health services for children. A bill that instructs Wyoming public schools to notify parents about changes to the health care status of their children, including help in gender transitioning, passed the Senate Education Committee on Wednesday morning, according to Cowboy State Daily. The committee voted 4-1 to advance Senate File 9. A significant change was made to the bill titled Parental Rights in Education-1 on Wednesday, requiring parents to opt in to their children receiving specific non-emergency health care services in Wyoming public schools instead of the previous direction of the bill to let parents opt out. Under Senate File 9, each school district shall make available to parents and guardians any health care services offered or provided at the student's school. If consent is granted to a health care service, it shall not waive the parent's or guardian's right to access the student's educational or health care records or to be notified of a change in the student's physical, mental, or emotional health or well-being. State Senator Bo Bightman of Ranchester successfully added the amendment on a 3-2 vote, allowing parents to opt in to a list of non-emergency health care services rather than the current opt-out. Laramie Democratic Senator Chris Rothfuss was the lone dissenting vote on the bill, speaking against almost all of its aspects. Rothfuss said he considered the opt-in portion the most important change to the bill. Bightman had previously said the primary inspiration for Senate File 9 was the case of two Rock Springs parents asking a federal court to stop their school district from allegedly helping a gender transition in their high school student without informing them. Superintendent of Public Instruction Megan Dagenfelder supports the bill, but suggested adding time limits to inform parents about changes to their children's health status. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.